so much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams. Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM. Good afternoon, New Zealand. Good afternoon, Auckland. Good afternoon, the nation's business capital. Welcome once again to a special edition of the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. And as usual, my name is Kizito, and I'm your host for today. Come with me on this happy trip back to the promised land. Oh, we'll be happy and free. All right, so if you just tune in, it is a beautiful day at Aotearoa, New Zealand. This is the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from Planet FM 104.6. So thank you once again for those of you who just tuned in Facebook. Thank you for joining us. So today is going to be a very special day, and I believe and I'm very hopeful that you're going to be pumped up. So thank you for joining us, and stay tuned. Don't go away. Come with me. So as I promised you last week, so my guest is seated. So we're going to have an exclusive interview with a very special man, someone I call my very friend, and you're going to be very motivated today. So please stay tuned, and you are going to be packed with a lot of information. So is it a sunshine day in Tamaki Makaurau? So that's beautiful Auckland. And we once again, thank you all for tuning in to the Born to Lead Show for this week. And it's a very special week indeed. And those of you who just joined us on Facebook, thank you very much. We have Honorable Kofi Nti all the way from Ghana. And Robert as well, thank you for joining us live on Facebook. We really appreciate your input and your contributions as well. So please stay tuned. Don't go away. Yeah, so as I said, so if you just tuned in, you are listening live to the Born to Lead Show, which comes to you every Saturday New Zealand time. So today we have a very special guest in our midst, and who is going to be talking to us about something that he's been working on for the past few weeks. And of course, I've been following him. I'm a big fan of him as well. So I do listen to him because he's full of wisdom. and knowledge. So, and it's good, you know, to read and you listen to things that will empower you to make you a better person. And he's that kind of a person as well. So today we have someone who is very special. He's a lecturer, an author, a motivational speaker, a father, a mentor, and the last but not least, and a very interesting character who, you know, inspires a lot of people around the world. And he's no other person but Dr. Samuel Okundayo, who is also known as the Purpose Preacher. So with me here is the doctor himself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, sir. It's a joy to be here. I'm very, very grateful. Super grateful. So thankful to be here. Thank you very much.
Awesome. All right. So it is a beautiful day in New Zealand. And we are not sure about other people listening to us around the world, but but I'm sure they are also.
We believe it's a beautiful day where you are. Amen.
Yeah, we are sure they are also having a good time.
Amen.
As well. Just before we come to the main discussion for today, which is more about what you've been doing on your Motivitality show,
yes, sir,
for the past few weeks. We just probably want to know more about you, you know, maybe, you know, try to rearrange you on my show for my listeners.
All right, sure.
Yeah, so for them to know who you are and all that. And when I've spoken to people about you, but some of my listeners and my viewers don't know who Dr. Okundayo is, what he does, you know. Yeah, some might have seen your some of your videos on Facebook and YouTube and all that. But it's quite inspiring, you know, when we hear you traveling around the world and doing what you do, you know, and we believe that that's what you are born to do.
Amen.
Yeah, but it which is very good. So some of the things that we want to know is that what do you love about that art of public or motivational speaking? When you grab the mic and you are on the pulpit,
praise God.
I mean, what do you love about that art of speaking?
I by the grace of God, what I love about it is the fulfillment part of it, the sense of fulfillment, the sense of joy, that sense of satisfaction that I'm doing what I was born to do. That's actually what I love about it. It's beyond any ambition to be famous or to be popular. It's more of, this is what I'm born to do, and I don't have enough time. I don't have forever. You know, I can just do it, at, you know, as little as I can, you know, with whatever time that I've got. Yeah. So every opportunity for me is a very, very valuable opportunity to inspire, to bless lives and do what I was born to do. That's what I love about it.
Okay, so, and that's great. How why do you feel impelled to motivate people? Because most of your, you know, the things that you speak about is about motivating people, especially young people, you know, going here, the youth, you know, the generations to come, your goals, vision, all that. Why do you feel that it's important to motivate people, especially the younger ones?
The other day I was listening to Zig Ziglar, and he said something so powerful. He said, oftentimes people criticize motivational speakers, you know, feeling like, you know, especially when you listen to most motivational speakers, they tell you everything is all right, your future is good, you know, they try to pour hope on your life and all of that. And there's so much criticism about motivation. But the truth is this, you know, and he said, there was a time somebody asked him, he said, you know, when do you stop motivating people? He said, as long as there's still someone breathing on this earth, you need motivation. And that's the thing for me as well. The compelling force behind all of this is the fact that I believe somebody needs to hear that word, that message. Someone needs to be motivated. Someone needs to be encouraged. Someone needs to be on their path to purpose. Someone needs to have a vision. Someone needs to set goals.
Yeah.
You know, someone must be doing something towards becoming who they were born to be.
Yeah.
And that's why I always use that phrase, becoming the champion you were born to be. and maximizing the, your potentials, living life fully. You know, fully means that you've been born to do certain things and you're doing absolutely everything, rather than, you know, you've been born to do something and you've just done a small portion or didn't do anything at all or didn't even realize it. You know, I think it's a dangerous place to be. And that's why every single day the message is the same. You can maximize your potential. You can live to your fullest. Amen.
I believe that you've listened and read books by other motivational speakers. There's no doubt about that. But who inspires you, you know, in particular in their speaking? I mean, was there any
There is. The late Dr. Miles Monroe. I listen to him in my sleep, when I'm eating, when I'm drinking, when I'm driving. I listen to him over. Even I re-listen to his messages over and over. The man is dead and gone now, but he changes life. He inspires life. Even his messages after he's gone, is dead and gone, he's still transforming lives and transforming my life as well. In fact, to the glory of God, one of my biggest dreams is to be able to speak with so much authority and so much power and so much, you know, wisdom, you know, like that man. He's full of wisdom. He can speak on so many topics. You know I advise a lot of people, you know, to niche themselves, focus on a particular niche and all, but Miles Monroe just transcends all of that. He speaks on marriage, he speaks on purpose, he speaks on the kingdom of God, he speaks on, you know, he speaks on career development, he speaks on leadership, he speaks on literally everything. You know, and I trust God to be able to maximize my potential to the point where I'm able to be so full of wisdom where I'm not limited. Amen.
Well, with regards to that, I mean, I know that you travel around the world, you know, and you talk, speak to people, you inspire people, motivate them. But it takes a lot of time.
Okay? It does.
And pray for ideas and all that. How do you divide your time between delivering ideas and actually creating them?
How
do you?
I've turned my entire life into a university, and if anyone is watching this right now, listening to this, it's the same advice I would give to you. You must turn your life into a learning platform where you are constantly learning. Yeah. If I'm driving, I'm listening to. If you look at the apps on my phone, they're not the normal apps. You never find Candy Crush. You never find any gaming apps. All you will find mostly things like Blinklist or Audible, Scribd. You're going to find lots and lots of subscriptions to audiobooks from time to time, and I'm always listening to things, watching YouTube videos or listening to people like Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, TD Jakes, Joel Austin, and so on and so forth. Yeah. Sam Adeyemi and someone, so too many I can mention. Mensah Otabil, one of my good mentors as well. I've never met him in person, but I can't wait to meet him. You know, listening to this sort of people on the go, when even on the plane, I would have downloaded them and they're already offline, so that even in airplane mode, I'm listening on and listening and because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and if you're not receiving, there's no way you can give. So literally, that is literally my secret. That is the secret.
Awesome. I mean, people like you who have found their purpose, you know that this is what you were born to do.
Yes, sir.
If I am to meet you in the elevator and to do the elevator pitch, if I ask you, you know, in 20 to 30 seconds, I mean, how would you be able to sell who
purpose.
You are? Yeah, to me.
I'll tell you, by the grace of God, I'm a purpose preacher. And I believe very strongly that purpose is the significance of life. Nothing or nobody was created without a purpose.
Yeah.
That means every single person must be living that purpose. You must find that purpose and be living it. If you're not living it, you're wasting time. The essence of life is purpose divided by time. Everyone has that denominator of time. If you're not living purpose over time, you are not living life. Wow. Life is zero. But to maximize life to 100% is when you find your purpose and you make your time meaningful.
Arise and succeed, becoming the champion that you are. How do you define success?
Wow, I say success is fulfillment of purpose. You know, success in every... I'm a lecturer, so I know this a lot. Success is when a student fulfills the requirements of the assignment.
Yeah.
The requirements for living here on earth is the purpose of God for our lives. God has declared that purpose for each and every life. He told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. Yeah. I have ordained thee as a prophet. Imagine if Jeremiah decided to become a chef or decided to become a musician. He would be completely failing the assignment. Mm. The same thing. Every one of us, God has ordained us to do something on the surface of the earth. And if we are not doing that thing, we are failing the assignment.
Yeah.
In other words, we are failures. Mm. And we could be riding big cars. We could be living in a mansion. But we are still failures.
Yeah.
Just like some students who've been in the university and they think they are proud. They think they know everything.
Yeah.
Whereas they are not fulfilling the requirement of the assignment. When the lecturer marks the assignment, it's a zero. It's not about how you feel.
Yeah.
It's about what you have been asked to do. Amen.
All right. Amen. Yeah, that's good. And following to that, I mean, there are a lot of people who may ask, there are certain things, you know, when it comes to requirement, there are certain things you need to fulfill personally.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to your character and qualities, you know, what are some of the personal qualities and characteristics that one needs to fulfill or needs to be declared as important, you know, for a job or let's say for a business or something like that? I mean, do you have...
I have tons, but like you said, some of them. Number one is commitment.
Mm.
You must be committed to life.
Yeah.
Many people are not committed to life. They are not serious about their life. That's just what it means. You must be committed to life. An uncommitted life is not worth living.
Mm.
You must know precisely what you want. You must know precisely what your purpose is, and you are committed to it 150%. Number two, you must have a vision. You must know where you're going. Vision is what propels you beyond where you are right now to where you would be. And if you don't have that vision, you remain where you are and you don't even know where you're going.
Mm.
So it's important to have a vision. Number two, you must set goals. And number three, rather, you must set goals. Many people don't have goals and they're wondering why their life is stagnant. They're surprised that they're not making it. They're surprised that they're not successful. You know, recently something happened to me. You know, I was busy with a lot of macking these days. And the other day I was macking without any goals. I didn't set a goal for myself. How many do I want to mark today? Mm-hmm. Guess what? Out of about 30-something, the whole day I marked only 10. And I was like, wow, I think I need to start living my own message. So the next day, I changed my approach. The night before, I did a 15-minute plan of how the next day would be. So I wrote 12 to 2, I will mark 10. 2 to 4, I will mark another 10. Guess what? I finished the entire marking the next day.
Mm.
What made the difference? Goal setting.
Yeah.
I had a goal in mind. I had a desire in mind.
Yeah.
I had a direction for that day in mind. And I always tell people, sometimes what you need is not solution. What you need is direction.
Mm.
And goals help you with that direction. Let's stop there because of time. Because we could go on and on and on.
Beautiful. And someone could ask, if I'm entering a career, you know, or if I'm entering a business, you know, and I need some kind of vibes.
Mm.
I mean, how could one be helped to stand out from the crowd, you know, when it comes to some of these things?
Whatever business, career, everything in life is a problem.
Mm.
And bringing a solution to that problem is what makes you stand out.
Yeah.
Many people don't see it that way. And that's why it's like everyone entering into a market just looking for, you know, just pricing things.
Just being counted.
Exactly. But when you know what you want,
yeah.
In other words, when you know the problem you are born to solve,
yeah.
it may be tough at first. So let me not say it's easy, but it streamlines your life. It gives your life focus. It helps. So when you're entering into a career, you're entering into a business, you know the problem you're born to solve,
yeah.
It makes your life straightforward. And while at the beginning it may be tough, you will discover that the more you persist in that belief of that problem you're born to solve, you begin to attract people and resources to help you get to where you need to get to. And that, to me, is the key. And I discovered even in my life as well. There was a time I was just living life anyhow, trying to make money, trying to, you know, just trying to get things, do things to get by. But the moment I discovered that this is the problem I was born to solve, it focused my life and even made, you know, attracted people to me. You know, attracted people that I've never been able to communicate with.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about traveling all over the world.
Mm.
Many of the places I've been to, I've never met the people before.
Yeah.
I'll just go there and that'll be the first time I'm meeting them. But the last time I went to Melbourne, the pastor was saying on the stage, hey guys, we're just meeting too for the first time. Telling this congregation. And that's it. People will just watch the videos.
Yeah.
They will see other things. And the more you're solving the problem you're born to solve, the more you begin to feel like a square peg in a square hole.
Yeah.
Or a round peg in a round hole. But if you don't feel like that, then you're not yet doing it quite right.
Okay, so if you get it right and you're on fire, how do you balance that work and life, you know, in your career?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you balance that?
The Bible says something that was so powerful. Sorry if anyone is watching this and you're not a Bible fan. Sorry, that in the morning sow your seed, in the night gather the harvest. It's like there's a balance, right? Understanding that. Yes, at some point you might be walking in an area that is not yours, not your place. You know, like when I was working in the support environment, for instance, and all of that, that's not my place. I'd never enjoyed it. But realizing that the time after that, that night time, you know, is to now begin to invest. Sorry, that daytime rather, that's the daytime of your life. Begin to invest in that future. Begin to sow seed into that future. Begin to listen to tapes. Begin to go for courses. Begin to do things that will help you get to that place that is really your own. That is really, really where you are going to. But if you're stuck here and everything about your life is just all about this place, whereas it's wrong, all right? If you know you're feeling out of place in your job right now, when you get back home, 9 to 5, you may not be able to do anything about it. 9 to 5 is like you're a slave. You're serving someone else's vision.
Yeah.
But 5 to whatever time you go to bed, that is your time for your own vision. You must be busy about your own vision. You know, and myself as an example, the moment I come back from work, if you ask my wife, of course, I spend some time playing with my kids, but once my kids go to bed, I'm listening to Miles Monroe. I'm listening to Brian Tracy. I'm listening to another tape. I'm reading another book. I'm making a video. I'm investing into my own life such that I will not be serving someone else's vision in the next 5 years. Because if I'm still serving someone else's vision in the next 5 years, something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
Then it means I need to watch my life.
Now, but with regards to that, when do you... I mean, the timeline might not be the same.
It may not be the same for everyone.
Yeah, so when do you realize that it's time to move on?
There will come a time. And like we're talking about the issue of problem and solution. There will come a time that the solution you're offering to people's problem it's a value exchange when you're offering solution to people's problem.
Yeah.
And that value exchange begin to come on your side as a monetary exchange. Aha! When you begin to weigh that monetary exchange or that monetary value that you're getting, and it's already paying you almost as the person you're working for is paying you. That's the time to exit. That is the time. Because then if you spend more time building that vision, it will pay you more. So that is the timeline. Yeah. That is the timeline to exit.
Yeah. I believe that you've had a lot of life experiences. You've gone through ups and downs. And probably with more success stories.
Amen. Praise God.
What are some things you wish you did differently when maybe you are the university or the college?
Oh.
And now that you've kind of found
so
your
of
purpose, you know, that this is where I'm going. I mean, before that, I mean, what are some of the things you wish you could have done differently?
This is such a beautiful question. And that's why I'm so passionate about young ones today, about the youth, because I wish someone had told me a lot of things then. Number one, discover your purpose. I wish I had discovered my purpose early. Yes, I knew faintly that I was born to motivate people, but I was playing around with drama and acting and... And all these things that were not really me.
Yeah.
You know, I had some giftings in those areas, but they were not really me. The real me was born to speak, you know, but I was wasting time, you know, and all this time wasting watching movies and wasting time learning how to make websites and all of those things that did not contribute to actually where I was going.
So it's possible that one could have multiple gifts.
Yes.
But how do you identify that this particular gift is the one that is my
praise
purpose?
God. Can we use the example of the Bible? Because I did some study at a point in time, and I discovered every great person in the Bible, most of them had multiple gifts.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at people, someone like David. David was a warrior.
Yeah.
David was a musician.
Yeah.
You know, he could play fantastic music. He was a leader. He was all those things, you know, because of our time. Yeah. But guess what? The ultimate purpose of David's life was to rule or lead the people of God.
Wow.
That's the ultimate purpose. So all of those things he knew how to do was to inspire people, the nation Israel.
Yeah.
If David did not realize that that is where God was taking him, it would just remain a musician. And that is a fragment of the big thing that God has in mind for him. That's where it's so important to, if you're watching this, you're listening to this, you're a Christian, you want to go to God, say, Lord, what is my ultimate purpose?
Yeah.
You know, because gifts are a lot of things. And gifts can combine with passion. And if you're not careful, they can distract you. Because if you're passionate about music, and whereas music is not really the thing that God is calling you into, whereas God is calling you into leadership, you just discover that you're one musician somewhere, they're paying you peanuts, whereas God is calling you into a bigger dimension.
Yeah.
So go to God and say, Lord, what is the ultimate purpose? What are all these gifts 4. You know, one of the scriptures that scared me the most in the Bible says, to whom much is given,
much is expected.
My goodness. That means that if you're given lots of gift, there is something magnanimous that, God is preparing you for.
Yeah.
And you must find that thing so that you can be that square peg in the square hole.
Beautiful. I mean, you have met a lot of people.
Mm.
You've traveled around the world, and you've inspired a lot of people. What someone listening now want to know, the essence of networking, I mean, meeting people, how important is networking?
Wow. One of my friends, he may be watching this right now, his name is, I call him Bishop, Olani Ishoyin Kaiser's name, and he always said this. He said, I may not need your permission to succeed, but I may need your contribution. In other words, it's God that gives permission and all of that to succeed. But you're definitely going to need people. Mm. I've never seen God come down and, you know, he would use people. That's the place of networking. Somebody says your net worth is sum total of your, I lost that word now. Your net worth is sum total of your relationship, you know, if I remember that name. Something worth as well. Very, very lovely rhyme. But that means that the people you surround yourself with, how you network, how you relate with the people, your character, your attitude, in building, you know, a network of people. Because you cannot fulfill purpose in isolation.
Yeah.
In other words, you cannot succeed in isolation.
That's right.
You need that network. Mm. And for me, you know, let me use my story as an example.
Yeah.
Many of these people, you know, that invite me to speak, that they will just send tickets to me to come and preach in their church, preach in their conference and all of that. These are people that I've never met before, but we met on Facebook. And the cordiality of relationship. Some young people are watching this and listening to this. The first time you ever introduce yourself to someone, you say hi, and you run away. That's rubbish. That lacks courtesy. You introduce yourself very well. Hello, sir. My name is this. This is what I do.
Yeah.
You know, and you know that attitude. That everything counts. It counts because the from the first interaction they have with you, people are already wanting to know who you are.
Yeah.
And that's what translates value. That's what transmits, rather, value. You know, and once they see that the value is cut off, they have nothing to do with you. So network is so important. How you manage that network, too, is very important. The guy said your network equals to your net worth. You know, so it's very important that you realize that your network would eventually translate
to how much you are worth.
Yes.
Equal to your network.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's powerful.
Yes. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. I've seen it working massively in my life. Massively.
We have a lot of people who change jobs, maybe for one reason or the other. What is your advice to people who are thinking about changing careers, or maybe probably, you know, getting from job to work, what they were born to do? I mean, what do you have for people like that?
I'm going to answer this one with a story. I met a woman in Australia somewhere. I was invited to speak.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, you know, Samuel, you know, sir, I love to cook.
Mm.
I enjoy cooking.
Cooking.
But, you know, all the people around me keep saying I should be a nurse instead. In fact, I've gone to collect a nursing form for admission, and I'm about to be a nurse. She explained everything. So I asked her about this cooking. I wanted to really know that she's happy cooking. She told me that if she doesn't cook in one day, she will feel sad. In fact, even going to church on Sunday without something, you know, a meal that she's prepared for people to give to people for free, that she won't feel happy. Ah! When I heard that, I said, excuse me, miss or missus.
This is so obvious.
This thing, okay, I asked her, I said, because she's an immigrant.
Yeah.
So someone watching this right now, that's also another, she's an immigrant. So I said, do you have your papers? She said, yes, she has her papers. Do you have your citizenship? She said, yes. So why are you being swayed by what people are saying? I said, somebody said to me that, how many people have you seen made millions cooking? I said, that is a myopic view of careers. Many people are making tons. It's not even about even the money, but the fact that you feel joyful, you feel happy cooking. You enjoy cooking. So whoever is watching this right now,
Chef Ramsay is making millions cooking.
Millions appearing on TV almost anywhere. In fact, there was a time I saw him in China. He couldn't even speak their language. He was there translating for him. Anyway, let's not even go there. My point is, When you don't have anything obstructing you, you know, because life is process, it's a process, and seasons. You know, if you're not in any season where there's anything holding you back, Dive into your purpose. Once you realize that this thing gives me a sense of satisfaction, a sense of fulfillment, I do these things and lives are being transformed. Like the woman told me, said there was a day she was so strong and so tired she couldn't cook. One child came to her and said, "Mama, do you know I always miss your cooking? Do you know I miss your cooking today?" She said she felt like that day she could not but go to church without cooking. My point is, when you begin to feel like what you're doing transforms lives,
yeah.
Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let what people say hold you back. Like one of the things we're still going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Don't let negative people hold you back.
Mm.
See beyond your situation. See beyond your circumstance. See beyond your limitations. See beyond whatever is holding you back and plug into your purpose.
Yeah. Just before we go on break, there must be one thing. One particular thing that you do every day that has helped you reach your success, you know, in your work or what you do.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
You just touched a very important part of me. And because I'm actually trying to write a book on it right now. I'm trying to work on the outline. I've titled it The Power of Every Day.
Mm.
And I discovered that great people, successful people, history makers, they know the significance of every day. Something you do every day. And for me, it's that listening to things.
Yeah.
Listening and reading. Those two things. Listening and reading. Every single day I cannot but listen and read something inspirational. It could be my Bible. It could be my... It could be reading, you know, other tons of books. I have tons of books that I've not even... I bought books that I've not even opened. So every day I'm reading, I'm learning. That, to me, is actually one of the most, you know, important things that happens in my everyday. That is my secret.
Well, beautiful. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so with us in the studio is the purpose preacher, Dr. Samuel Okundayo, who is obviously telling us more about what he does, and then also, you know, the things that he's been doing. I think it's very powerful. It's getting really heated in here. So if you are listening to us, this is the Born to Lead Show coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And with our guest in the seat today is Dr. Samuel Okundayo, who is a purpose preacher, who is an author, a motivational speaker, and as well as a mentor. And that is our guest for today. So if you are listening to us live on Facebook, thank you for tuning in. And those of you who have got questions or probably comments, I'm sure you'll be willing to answer your questions. So please feel free to post them on my Facebook page, and then I'll be asking him, you know, as well. So thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Born to Lead Show. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. What you do, your smile will bring a sunshiny day. All right, so it's a sunshine day from Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. You are listening to the Born to Lead Show. That is a track from the OCBC band. It is truly indeed a sunshine day. And we are putting a lot of sunshine on our lives today. So if you are listening to us, we've got the purpose preacher in the house who is putting sunshine on our lives. So we've got people who have tuned in on Facebook. So I will just probably look at those who are listening to us live on Facebook. So you've got Kwesi, thank you for tuning in. That is the missus, of course, for Dr. Samuel. That is Mayowa Okundayo. Thank you, Dr. Okundayo. We have Dr. in the house. So sometimes you don't know which one you're referring to. If you say Dr. Okundayo, like which one? So that is Mrs. Okundayo. Thank you for tuning in. It's a very inspiring dear. So keep it up. Yeah, that's very motivational. So So that is Born to the Show. So if you have any comment or if you have any particular question that you like Samuel to answer, please feel free to post them on my Facebook page. I'm sure he'll be able to see it as well, and then he'll be able to answer them for you. So thank you. So if you just tune in, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show, and with our guest in the seat today is Dr. Samuel Okundayo, who is a motivational speaker, and he's taking us through some of the most interesting things that we need to watch, especially if you are thinking about, you know, transitioning from your job to your work. That is what we are born to do. You know, so many things that you need to consider, so many things that you have to do to get there. You know, there are certain requirements you need to meet. You don't just jump from A to B. So, and when you follow those requirements, it's just a matter of natural law, you will get there. So let's go back to Dr. Samuel and get more inspiring message from him. Thank you once again, Doctor.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me once again. It's a joy to be here. Thank you.
All right. So, decluttering your life, what inspired you to go on that series?
So, you know, there was this afternoon, I was just clearing our kitchen up, and I was particularly looking into our cupboard, and I discovered that, I was just looking deep, and I was putting my hands everywhere, and what I discovered was very interesting. I discovered that there are many things inside that cupboard that we don't need anymore. There are many things inside that cupboard that are just occupying space that we could remove and put new things. And even there are many things inside the cupboard that was of so much value to us that we've forgotten that we had or home. But that process of decluttering, of cleaning up, of detoxing that place, made me realize all of this. And in my reflection, before I went to bed that day, because, you know, sometimes I just take time to reflect, I realized that's a powerful lesson. That's a powerful one. So I began to do some research about how can we declutter our lives? What's the significance of that to our life, to our existence? And I realized that there are some key areas in our lives that if we choose to declutter, would make so much sense. Because those key things, like the things we do not need anymore, that we still have there. But they're just blocking off space, wasting space. And then those things that we have, that we really need, but are forgotten we have, or do not even realize we have. And then there is this matter of space also, which can cause stress, you know, when everything is just clogged up, you know, and there's no space. You know, and then I put all of this together, and I'm like, And after doing some research, I decided I was going to do some videos on it, because I began to put that in practice in my life as well. So how awesome it works, and I'm like, yes, I think I should do something on this.
Beautiful. Let's look at the first part, revisiting your beliefs.
Your beliefs, yes.
And all that. I mean, can you take us a little bit deeper into that? You know, changing and reconstructing your beliefs and all that. You know, I mean, having a system where it's not working for you, so you have to change it to make it work. And finding your healing gems, as you said. Would you be able to elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Thank you, sir. Every day of our lives, we receive and process information every single day. And that information translates into our beliefs. Things we believe about ourselves. You know, things we read in newspapers. Things we read about, things we watch on TV, what people say about us, especially the people we respect so much. You know, and where we've taken as mentors or as role models. You know, and they say all those things consciously or unconsciously. We are feeding on those things. They are creating a set of beliefs on our inside. And if we don't revisit our beliefs regularly, because some beliefs have expired, but we're still holding on to them. And like somebody told you, you're a failure back in primary school. And it may be due to how your life was then in primary school. Maybe you were such a naughty boy, naughty girl, but now your life has changed. Yet you're still holding on to that belief that you're a failure. Because of that, you're not attempting a lot of things. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not venturing into that new business. You're not applying for that course. You're not, you know, like one of my students was saying the other day, I said, why aren't you doing this? He said, because I don't believe I will ever pass it. He just concluded. I said, why do you... He said, because they said I'm never really good at technical things. They said, who are these they? My father, my mother. Ah. Then I started to... I said to him, I said, listen. It's not about what they said. Mm. It's about what you choose to believe. Even if they told you you are good at it, but you choose that you are not good, then you are not good. But now they've said you are not good at it, but you believed it, so you are not good. The problem is, it's not even attempting. And that's the problem. Some beliefs hold us back. Mm. And many of us could be maximizing our potentials. We could be doing so much more than we're doing right now. Yeah. We could be earning so much more than we're earning right now. Yeah. But somebody have told you that immigrants can earn more than this. So you limit yourself to that $50,000.
Yeah.
Somebody have told you, like that woman I told you, that someone told her that how many people have you seen made millions cooking? Immediately she believed it. She started to apply for nursing forms. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous, the things we believe. Very, very dangerous. And in fact, there's a sister here in New Zealand here who also, you know, got a form for nursing as well because the belief that they told her, if you're a migrant here, nursing is the best place to go.
Easy to get a job.
And whereas she was an engineer from back home, she had spent years studying engineering. Mm. But she was starting to believe what people were saying. And then she came to one of my seminars, Power Seminar to the Glory of God. And she heard the word that don't take that form or don't. You can get a job in your area. And then she said she believed. That was it. That's one trick to decluttering your belief. Go to seminars. Go to places where people tell you it's possible. Mm. Go to places where you will hear that you can move mountains.
Yeah.
You can shake generations. And then you begin to believe in yourself. And she heard that word. My goodness. And then she said no. She started reapplying back again for that engineering job. Wow. And guess what? Within 2 weeks, she got an interview. And then she got a job.
Beautiful.
Imagine if she had gone down the nursing route.
Yeah.
Another 3-4 years. Because of our time, let's just stop here. It's so important to revisit our beliefs because it's dangerous. It can hold us back. It can be the limiting factor between us and fulfilling our potentials and maximizing our potentials. And that's why even God said that he transforms us by changing the way we think. In other words, by changing what we believe. Wow. If you can get a man to change what he believes, that man will be successful.
Wonderful. Your second part, you talked about positive thinking, positive speaking, you know, the people around
you.
The power of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you be able to elaborate a little bit more on that for us?
I talked about that because, I was making reference to decluttering our mind.
Yeah.
And I said there are a few tips to help us declutter our mind. Mm-hmm. And don't forget that our thoughts shapes even our beliefs. So the information we receive shapes our thoughts, and our thoughts shape our belief. So it's to declutter our mind, there are a few things we can do. Number one is to always listen to inspirational things. Mm-hmm. And I do this every morning. When I wake up in the morning, when I'm driving, first thing I'm listening to is Bible. There's an audio Bible app that I have on my phone, and I listen to about 3-4 chapters in the morning, and I feel loaded. I feel energized. That's why my students are always asking me, how come this boy, this man, you're always so happy? Because when you feed yourself with something that makes you happy, you'll be happy. Yeah. But if you feed yourself with something that makes you sad, you'll be sad. Don't be surprised that you are sad, that you're always grumpy. Yeah. It's because of what you are feeding yourself with. If you feed yourself with what makes you joyful, you'll be joyful. If you feed yourself with what makes you successful, you'll be successful. If you feed yourself instead with the things, with the news of the world, there is depression, there is the Great Depression.
You'll be depressed.
You'll be depressed. Some people feed themselves garbage, and they are surprised that they are living on garbage. You can't be surprised. Feed yourself positive and you get positive. Number two thing is you must positively affirm yourself. Mm-hmm. I always say this. Nobody can help you to positively affirm yourself. Nobody can help you say good things about yourself. It's only you that can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I I am a world-renowned motivational speaker and preacher. You are the one that can say, I am full of grace and power. I am full of glory and grace. You are the one that can look at yourself in the mirror and keep repeating it. And you'll be the one saying, my books will be published in all languages of the world. Millions of people will gather at the sound of my voice. And you're saying it, you're saying it, you're saying it. Because whatever it is you declare in the atmosphere, somebody say, whatever it is you declare to the universe returns back to you. It's like a bouncing effect. It may not be immediately, but the universe is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And God will return it back to you. No wonder the Bible says, as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you. So whatever it is that you are positively, you are farming yourself with, if you're saying, oh, I'm gone, oh, I'm dead, it's only a matter of time you'll be dead. In fact, research has shown, I was reading a psychology research, and this particular physician said that he has noticed that people who are sick, no matter how chronic their disease is, if they are positive, if they are optimistic about their situation, they are most likely, they are 70% more likely, if I remember, 70% more likely to walk out of that that deathbed than people who are not. 70%. Crazy statistics.
Just positive.
Just positive. And he gave many examples, but because of our time, let's not go there. Many examples of people that they've been declared dead. People that have been told 2 weeks to live, 3 days to live, but they believed. Look at Stephen Hawking. He was told he only had 2 months to live. But yes, even though he had a serious bad disease, but Stephen Hawking said, no, I'm not dying. I still have a lot to give.
Yeah.
And he didn't die until just this year.
Yeah.
Even though he had a chronic disease, he still didn't die. In other words, no one can kill you until you kill yourself. That's the one. Because of time, let's just stop there. Amen.
You made mention of getting rid of negative people.
Yes, sir.
Where you kind of touched on family members as well, which was a little bit sensitive. I mean, for the sake of my viewers and listeners, would you be able to share more a little bit on that? You know, not sharing more of your dreams and things like that with people, even including family members.
Amen. And that particular episode I was sharing, you know, if you're watching this right now, you've not watched that episode, please go on my timeline and it will really bless you. All this series that we're talking about will really change your life. And I was saying about negative people can drown you. They can drown the years out of your life. They can make you feel like you're not even supposed to be walking the surface of the earth. And it's so important to realize that whether they are your family member or not, the less time you spend with negative people, the better your life will be. It's not because, like all these things we've been talking about, the more information you hear all the time, the more your life is being shaped. So valuable. Don't say, I will listen to it, but I will not believe it. No, don't try. That's why I shared three keys in that episode. Number one, three ways to get negative people out of your life. Number one, limit contact time with them. Limit the contact time with them. You know, it's so surprising that many people, they have lunch with negative people. They have breakfast with negative people. They have coffee with negative people. They take the train together with negative people. They take the bus, and they are surprised why their life is negative. Don't be surprised. The same person you are is always talking about how negative is. Always telling you that your office is very bad. All your managers are stupid. All your this are nobody gets promotion in this place. And you are surprised you are not getting promotion. You can never get promotion. The same person you are working with keep telling you New Zealand is hard. Nobody gets visa. Nobody is ever getting. You will never get it. It's not a curse, because that's the information that your mind is processing. And you will discover you are not even trying. So, if they're your family members, one of the typical advice I give, because it's almost impossible to limit contact time with your family members, because these are the people you have dinner with, these are the people you probably sleep on the same bed, you wake up with. Number two that I gave was that what you want to do is to not discuss your goals and your dreams and your vision with those people. So, let's say, for instance, one of your goals is to become a registered nurse. And you've tried many things like that. You've had many goals, and you've spoken to your dad and your mom, or your auntie, uncle, cousin. Yeah. And every time they just say, you that you failed this, failed that. You think you can become it? You? And then they've really battered your life to where it is now. Maybe all of a sudden you are hearing this right now. And that dream, surges up again. And you believe again that I want to become a registered nurse. You know what you want to do? You want to keep it in. You want to keep it in. You're at the dinner table. They say, oh, hi, Samuel. So what are your plans this day? So what are you thinking? Is, oh, daddy, no, there are no plans. So we're just trusting God. Amen. Finish. Don't go and say, oh, I've been thinking that I should become a registered nurse. They're going to tell you, you can't do it again. Mm-hmm. And everything they say, please write this down. Everything they say is actually valid. Mm. They will recount your failures of the past. It's valid. It's not a, that's the funny part. It's valid. What they're saying there, because they will tell you about your history. Yeah. They'll say, you failed this, you failed that, you did this, you failed that, you wasted money, you did this, we applied for this for you, it didn't even work, nobody is trying to get you. And then all of a sudden, because of all that truth, there's a difference, there's a difference between fact and truth. Mm. All of that fact, you start to feel like, ah, that's true. No. Why am I even, I even tried the one that was lesser, I failed. Now the one that is greater and registered knows, I don't think I will pass. And immediately you stop trying. Mm. That's the worst part. You wouldn't even try to know that you can even do it.
Yeah.
And when you stop, they've finished. Won. They've won. And that's another battle loss. So keep it in. What are you planning for? I'm not planning anything. Where are you going? We are here together. By the time you go, let them hear you have gone. In life, there are some things that apology is better than, what do they say it? Apology is better than permission. Apology is better than permission. You apologize later. The moment you know that these people's attitude and stuff is affecting my life, you apologize later. You do the things you want to do. You apply for that school first. You get the admission first. You start year one before you tell them anything. Finish it before you tell them anything. Travel overseas if you have to. Get a visa and go to Asia. Go where they won't hear about you. Finish and tell them, Daddy, I finished. And you'll be amazed. They will have a different perspective of you. Mm. And lastly, the thing I shared there, I said, do a people's talk take. And people's talk take is write the name down of everyone that you interact with regularly. Yeah. Write all their names down. This is so profound because I did it. It worked massively in my life. And then you discover the people you need to... there are some people that are negative. You discover all those negative people, you want to put a minus sign on them. All those people that you always share your dreams with, they tell you it's impossible. You can never do it. They remind you of your past. They tell you that everything about you is never good. Can't you see how much money you've wasted? All the businesses you've tried, none of them were successful. Just put a negative sign on them. All the people that always inspire you.
Yeah.
Even if they are tough on you, but they are always inspired. They are telling you, why haven't you taken that form? Why haven't you done that? Your life is wasting away. You need to get this done. Hey, put a plus sign on those people. Put a plus sign on those people. You know what you want to do? All those people you put negative sign on them, start applying those two principles. Number one, limit your contact time with them. And number two, stop telling them about your goals. If you can't run away from them, stop telling them about your goals. Stop telling them about your big steps. Stop telling them about your vision, about your dreams, because they will limit you. And the ones that are positive, that you put a positive sign, take them as your mentor. Take them as your friend. They are now your new lunch date.
Yeah.
They are now your new breakfast date. They are now your new train partner. Amen. Yeah. Because of time, let's stop there.
Awesome.
Amen.
All right. And then lastly, you talked about the last episode.
Yes.
Yeah, that's time management, right?
Yes, yes.
Effective use of time. I mean, would you be able to touch on that as well for us?
Yeah. That's the last part of the series where I mentioned about it's so important to declutter our time.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier on at the beginning, our life is close to purpose divided by time. Mm. If you're not fulfilling purpose, we're wasting time.
Yeah.
Because time is a common denominator for everybody. So it's so important to declutter our time. And I shared some tips on how to declutter our time. And number one, I said you must stay focused. Mm. Many people are full of distractions, things that are not necessary, that are not contributing to your future. They're not contributing to your vision. They're not contributing to your dream. Yet you spend so much time on them. You know, many of us can watch all the Premier League matches between Saturday and Sunday. Yet the seminar you need to go for, you sleep off. spend less time on the things that are not important. Rather, focus more on the things that are important.
Yeah.
Make sure that your energy and your commitment is more. Some people say time management is equal to energy management. Manage your energy on the things that are most important.
Yeah.
So that you can be more effective. And if you don't do that, number two thing that I shared, I was talking about focus.
Learning to say no.
Learn to say no. Yeah. And I said that every time you say yes to something, you have automatically said no to some things. That means if you say yes to clubbing, you have automatically said no to sleeping.
Yeah.
To reading, to studying, to listening to a tape, to other positive things. So watch what you say yes to. And there are some people we need to say no to. Like those people we mentioned before.
Yeah.
Those negative people. Say no to them. If many people have plans for you more than you have for yourself. Mm. And you have to be very careful. People will say, come and help me do this. Whereas it's not in line. You don't have time for it. Because you have other things you plan. And that's why you must have a plan for your life. If you don't have plans for your life, other people have plans for your life. They will keep dragging your life like, you know, like a bag under the tarmac. And lastly...
delegating tasks.
Delegating. This one is for leaders. Mm. There are some leaders who like control. Too much control. Mm. They feel like they must hug every activity.
Yeah.
You know, they give tasks to people, yet they're still...
Micromanaging them.
Micromanaging them. Mm. So what are you working on? So what are you doing? When are you going to... As a leader...
Take it easy.
Yes. Because we have strengths and weaknesses. There are areas of strengths.
Yeah.
Manage your own area of strength. Work more on your area of strength. Mm. Delegate those other areas to other people and trust them. Inspire them to do those areas and watch how they too will blossom. You too will blossom because now you're focused.
Yeah.
You're not distracted by too many things. And those are the things I share.
Beautiful. Well, that's awesome.
Praise God.
Lastly,
yes, sir.
I mean, what would you say to our viewers and listeners?
Mm.
We know you are a very busy person. You travel around the world.
Praise God.
So now that we've got to know who Dr. Samuel Okundayo is and what he does, you know, and all that, if people are, what would be your last word before we come to that? I mean, for our viewers and listeners.
I would say, please, wherever you are, wherever you are living, please discover God's purpose for your life. Mm. Maximize your potentials, please. I mean, life is beyond making money. Life is beyond making a living. It's about making a difference. It's not about the number of years in your life. It's about the number of life in your years. It's so important to realize God's purpose for your life and doing something about it every day. You know, if your purpose is to encourage people, make sure you're encouraging people every day. If your purpose is to inspire people, make sure you're doing that every day. Whatever it is that God's purpose is for your life, do something about it. If you feel you're not equipped enough, start equipping yourself. Go apply for that course. Go to that school. Go to that seminar. Go to that workshop. Make sure every single day you're doing something about becoming who you are born to be.
Beautiful. Where would my viewers and listeners get to know more about you? I mean, is there anything coming up or any website contact details that you want to put on air so that people can probably get to know you and be part of what you do?
I think.
And then also, if there are any questions, I'm not sure, maybe you can check, maybe, I don't know,
if there are any questions. They're just comments. Okay. These are just comments for now.
Awesome.
Yeah. These are just comments for now. No questions yet. If you want to reach me on Facebook, my Facebook address is facebook.com/Dr. Sam Ekundayo. So Dr. Sam Ekundayo. If it's on Instagram as well, .com/Dr. Sam Ekundayo. Very omni channel. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Twitter. If you want to reach me on Twitter, Dr. Sam Ekundayo as well. And of course, if you want to go onto my website, I invite everyone to actually connect me on my website, SamuelEkundayo.com.
Yeah.
And then if you go SamuelEkundayo.com/event, you'll be able to see all the places I'm speaking soon, by the grace of God.
Beautiful. Yes. So anything in particular coming up so soon?
Yes, Power Seminar is coming up by the grace of God on the 28th of July. Mm. We're bringing a man of God all the way from the United States, New York, United States, Pastor David Dada.
Beautiful.
That man is prophetic, is amazing, is inspirational, and the theme is the power of influence. Don't miss it for anything in the world, especially if you're here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
If you're in Wellington, travel down. It's going to be worth your travel. It's a Saturday evening, 6 p.m. by the grace of God, is going to be happening live here in New Zealand with Pastor David Dada at Power Seminar. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Dr. Samuel Okundayo.
Yes, sir.
The Purpose Preacher.
Glory to God.
Thank you for your time on the Born to Lead Show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Beautiful. All right, so viewers and listeners. Everybody. So you've heard it all. So that was Dr. Samuel Okundayo with an exclusive interview with him on the Born to Lead Show. I'm sure you've been very inspired. I'm sure you've been very motivated from some of the things that he has shared with us today, especially, you know, when it comes to decluttering your life. You know, I believe that you have been motivated. We've got some few comments on Facebook. Thank you, Sandra. For tuning in, that is all the way from Canberra, Australia. That is, we have Endurance Ajayi
from Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne, Australia. From see Melbourne, the information Australia. We get from information we get this, the information we get decides our actions.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Mm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And so a few shout-outs. So we have people who are celebrating their birthdays, actually. So that's my own uncle, Harry Thompson.
Who's
15 years.
So, wow, so praise God.
So happy birthday, Harry
God
Thompson.
God bless you, Uncle Henry.
Yeah, and then Aditola, Mrs. Aditola Olaluwaju. Aditola is celebrating her birthday. Yeah, yes. Mrs. Olaluwaju, happy birthday.
Amen.
And I have an auntie in UK, Auntie Evelyn. You are celebrating your birthday as well, so happy birthday. And a shout out to Reverend Michael Ejay Sasu in Hamilton, New Zealand, who has got a special page, that Hope Moment,
wow,
on Facebook. So if you go Google Hope Moment, you'll be able to hear some inspiring message as well. So that was from Reverend Michael Ejay Sasu, who lives in Hamilton, in New Zealand. So thank you all for listening to us. So that was a special edition of the Born to Lead Show. Thank you and have a great week. And we hope to see you next week. Same time, same place. Please don't go away. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Have a good week. Everybody.